248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where communities around Buffalo are about to get hit with a lot of snow. It's still fall, so people are starting to warm up those snow blowers and plows, and tow trucks are on standby with 2 to 3 feet expected in some areas. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
This is a snow storm with potentially deadly consequences if people do not do the right thing.
And it's not just New York. More than 100 million people across the country will feel winter-like temperatures this week. Nancy Pelosi is now giving up her position as House Speaker. CBS's Natalie Brand is in Washington.
Pelosi, now 82, became the nation's first woman to hold the Speaker's gavel in 2007. She's led House Democrats for nearly 20 years.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
CBS's Scott McFarland says this comes as a new generation moves in.
It's not just Nancy Pelosi. The entire slate of House Democratic leaders are stepping back from leadership, including House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland.
I think it's always good for a party to have new blood and new invigoration, enthusiasm, and new ideas.
They say they're opening the door for a new slate of Democratic leaders, including Hakeem Jeffries of New York, who would be the highest ranking African American ever in Congress. Jeffries hasn't announced his intentions. Scott McFarland, CBS News, the Capitol.
Starbucks workers are on strike today at more than 100 stores. They want better pay, schedules, and working conditions.
We need to get better treatment for our staff. We need to get better ways of addressing some of the harassment that we experience from some of our customers.
A Dutch court has convicted two Russians and a Ukrainian for downing Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 with 298 passengers and crew members on board. Reporter Lauren Comito.
The three men may not have launched the Buk missile, but judges say there is ample evidence that they oversaw its transport and deployment from Russia. Judges say they must have known what the consequences would be and sentenced the men to life in prison.
Ticket sales just got scrapped for Taylor Swift's new tour. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
'Cause baby, now we got bad.
If you were hoping to buy tickets Friday for Taylor Swift's stadium tour next year, forget it. Ticketmaster says no tickets will be available because most have already been sold. Now we got. On Tuesday, a pre-sale event took place. 2 million tickets were sold then. There was such an overwhelming demand that Ticketmaster's site crashed. It's unclear how many tickets, if any, might be available in the future.
Taylor's tour starts in March. The Dow lost 7 points today. The Nasdaq was down 38. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and even timeshares. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For over 15 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to get your debt resolved for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312, 800-208-1312.
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Firefighters were called out to rescue a lost hunter who was having difficulty breathing in Oneida County yesterday. The hunter was tracking a deer he had shot, but got lost in the woods and became disoriented. Cell phone GPS coordinates were used by the Oneida County Dispatch Center.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Jim Leonard Radio Show. Brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
Welcome into the Jim Leonard Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers as they get ready for the final road game of this regular season, heading down to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Huskers at 11 a.m. kick down at Memorial Stadium. First trip the Badgers have made down there since 2019. The Freedom Trophy is on the line. Trophy season, game two of three such games for the Badgers here to close the regular season. By the way, we'll just tell you now, you're going to hear the public address announcer, probably some music in the background. We're up here in the Buck Club as the state football championships are being played here at Camp Randall Stadium, and joined now by the Badgers head coach. We get into some heavier stuff here in a moment, Jim, but I would think, you know, you see these championship games going on here at Camp Randall. It brings back a memory or two. I try to put myself in their shoes when you're playing. Obviously, it's a big stage to begin with, and then you come out of the tunnel at Camp Randall Stadium. That's got to be an incredible thrill for all of these kids playing here this weekend, isn't it?
It truly is an amazing experience for these players. I was fortunate to have one myself, won a championship my freshman year with my older brother, and just exciting. You know, you've never played in a place this big, and obviously Camp Randall is special to so many people in the state. To have that opportunity to run out of the tunnel and play in here was an amazing experience, and just so happy for the teams, the coaches, you know, the fans, to be able to experience it in a totally different way.
I always wondered, you try not to make the moment too big. They always say in bigger games, you know, when you walk into an environment like that, maybe the first couple snaps, it settles in. Do you remember that, what you went through as a player here?
Well, I was only a freshman, so yeah. it was easy for me. I got to watch most of the game,
sure.
But just exciting. I mean, anytime you go into a big moments like this, players handle it differently. So it's always exciting as a coach to see who rises to the occasion and who the moment gets too big for. And, you know, just to see the excitement of these kids throughout the day, and just seeing highlights kind of roll around. And it's so fun to allow them to have this opportunity to be in Camp Randall and experience something that most of them will never be able to experience again.
Yeah, as the coach said, congrats to all the teams who've earned the right to play here. And now the rather awkward transition. Obviously, a couple of heavier topics going on with so many, Jim, so many of the current Badger players, you know, maintaining a relationship with Devin Chandler, who was one of three Virginia football players shot and killed Sunday, coming back from a field trip, I guess, to Washington, D.C. You know, I think most fans probably, they remember Devin a little bit. You know, he transferred last season, had, you know, certainly some good moments as a kick return man, and in the bowl game down in Charlotte a couple of years ago, big kick return, big run. There's so much that these guys have had to deal with during the course of this season, but this is different. Now, how have they been? I'd imagine the lines of communication have been open, but how have your guys been able to process this? It's still just a few days ago. They're getting ready for a game. How are they doing?
It's obviously been a tough week and very emotional for our players. You know, we feel so bad for, you know, that Virginia football family and that area and everyone involved, coaches, families, friends. It's just kind of unexplainable, right? And unfortunately, this seems to be happening more and more around the country, and just raises so many big emotions and big questions from our players, it's been difficult, I would say, to deal with. Unfortunately, our players are getting better at handling adversity, and this one hit in a totally different way. So you give them so much credit for their resiliency and how they stick together and fight. And it's just been trying to be open and communicate everything that's going on. And I think, you know, as coaches sometimes, and you've been around the business of football, and as fans, you know, when a player leaves, you kind of have to turn the page and move on. And it's easier for us to do that. And then you just hear story after story of how close, you know, it's not like these situations are all different. And I mentioned that from the transfer portal conversations we've had. These kids were extremely close with Devin, and a number of them talked on a weekly basis, and to see them struggling and just try to figure out why, and in some ways blaming themselves, even, like, it's crazy just to see where your emotions go. But it's been tough as a coach to help them work through it, and we just want them to understand how supportive we are, how we're willing to be here and listen in any way to help, because it's hard, and everyone's going to handle this grief a little bit differently. But you know, the biggest thing I remember Devin is just that smile and that personality and the energy he always had. And I think that's what we have to hang on to, and our players have to remember that and play for Devin that way, because it was infectious. You felt it every time you were around him, and so it makes it hurt worse.
Yeah, no, very, very well said. It's one of those things that I think, you know, those of us on the outside, you don't realize the relationships that they keep. And as you mentioned, they, you know, corresponding, many of these guys corresponding with Devin as recently as last week. Kurt Neal was there when Devin announced that he was going to be a Wisconsin Badger. Just these things that most of us don't really understand, because we're, you know, we watch them, but we're not around these guys every day. So you get at least some idea of what they're trying to process here this week. Jim, the other thing that I think a lot of, you know, Badger fans, or certainly teammates of Brent Moss, are processing, Brent's passing over the weekend, a Rose Bowl MVP, a 1,600-yard rusher in 1993. Those are the stats. But that, I would imagine, as a young kid, you enjoyed watching him and certainly that team. When I bring up the name Brent Moss, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
He's a legend here. You know, the running back tradition would not be the same without him. And, you know, to me, the thing that I think of is when you heard Coach Alvarez talk about him and just the standing that he held him to in the tradition of running backs at Wisconsin, the highest of praise for a guy who saw a lot of great ones. And, you know, once again, just adds to a tough week. And you got to go out there and do right by your alumni and players, fans. You know, just remember those moments that made you love Badger football. And obviously, he was a part of a number of those.
Yeah, no doubt. I think when they hear that name, they think of that, in particular, that 93 season, the Rose Bowl, the 94 Rose Bowl, when, you know, it became Camp Randall West. There were thousands of Badger fans who couldn't. They thought they had tickets, they didn't. So they're watching the game outside the stadium. It hopefully, you know, the name brings a smile. Brent was just 50, so, you know, way too young, but certainly great memories of Brent as well, obviously, as with Devin Chandler. So, and with that, we again make the second awkward transition into the matter at hand, and with your guys getting ready for a game, and you have had a bit of good news on the health front. It looks like Ches Malusi, who got hurt in the Northwestern game, seems like that road to recovery is good, and he might be able to help you on Saturday now, it sounds like.
Yeah, Ches has been available throughout the week, and we anticipating him having a role on game day, which is exciting. You know, he brings a different type of energy, you know, the physicality he plays with, the passion he plays with. I think our guys feed off of that. So knowing that Ches is going to be available, it's exciting for this football team, and looking forward to watching him run with the ball on Saturday.
Yeah, he's had some tough luck. Well, he was having a great year last year, gets hurt in the Rutgers game, and somebody that just you know, hopefully all this is behind him now, but this is an important guy, right? In that running back rotation, Braylon, obviously, with an Isaac Guerrero, but not having Chez, that's been a hit here these last few weeks, right?
Yeah, the way we want to run the football and the physicality we want to play with, missing a huge piece is going to take its toll. And I think having him back hopefully provides a spark and hopefully keeps Braylon fresh, right? Keeps Isaac fresh, and you know that trio of guys in a perfect world closes this season out really strong.
All right, so a little bit of good news there with Chez getting back in there. Badgers taking on the Huskers. We'll get into the game against Nebraska coming up as we continue with the coaches show. Wisconsin growing, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We'll step aside for a couple of minutes. The Jim Leonard Show continues right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. 4 families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 1 home game remaining. That'll be a week from Saturday, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. First things first, though, you got Nebraska coming up on Saturday. Just rewinding to last week, Nick Herbig with another big game, 3 sacks. He's already in that stat category. He surpassed what he did last year, which is a really good year. He's had to battle through some stuff, right? He's been like any number of guys, a little banged up this time of year. But could you argue that he maybe is playing as well as he has in his time here right now?
For sure. Very productive. We've always talked about the passion, the energy he brings to it. Obviously, he's been productive his entire career, and it's just fun to see the little things that he continues to improve on. And, you know, I think he went through a stretch where he just felt like he was close but wasn't getting the production. And when you see a guy get hot, it's very fun as a coach. And obviously, he's had some weeks back-to-back here with a ton of production. And, you know, he was close in that stretch where the numbers weren't coming. And he's earned it. So it's really exciting to see him push through a little adversity, push through some pain at times, and really reaping the rewards of that here recently.
Another guy who's taking advantage of some opportunities here, it seems like, is James Thompson, who, you know, 2 years ago, one snap, the Achilles injury happens, and now with some other things on the defensive line, guys getting banged up, he's getting more opportunity. It was fun talking to him this week. He's an excitable sort. He's got the high energy going. How, from your perspective as defensive coaches, can you give us an idea of how things have progressed for him out on the field?
You're just seeing the confidence that he's playing with right now. Naturally, I think, kind of question things. You know, he's such a pleaser. He wants to do right and really do everything you ask as a coach. And I think it slowed him down at times as he was questioning. And now you're seeing that confidence. He trusts what he's doing. He knows his body. He knows what he can do, what he struggles with. And you're just seeing him grow week in and week out with the experience he has on the field. And I think making some plays early in the season really really helped that confidence and fast forward his progress. So very excited with what he's done and how he's trending right now. And looking for some big games down the stretch.
You got a lot of guys with personality on this team, but it seems like that defensive line group may be as, I guess I use the word extroverted, or can be, can show as much personality as any position group with Keanu Benton, Rodas Johnson. Am I seeing that right? I mean, these guys, they like to have fun. They like to get after it out on the football field, but they do seem like they enjoy each other.
Oh, they definitely enjoy being around each other. And you know, there's some big kids now. There's some big kids. And they wear their emotions on their sleeve, which is fun. As a coach, you kind of know where they're at. You know if they need a little bit of juice. You see if they're locked in and focused, and they love giving each other a hard time. Sometimes they're not great at taking it, but you love the personality that they have, and it spreads around the team. When you got guys playing well and having fun and holding each other accountable, and it's just infectious for your football team, and we all feed off of it.
It's been fun watching that side grow. Offensively, certainly there were, you know, some good things. The way Graham bounced back after an early pick six, the 2 minute offense, the long strike to Keyontez Lewis. Are you still seeing things there, Jim, if it's the offense or the special teams, that it's more of a correctable thing than it is a lack of anything else, like errors that can get fixed, and when they're fixed, you feel like you could play with pretty much anybody on the schedule?
Yes. Consistency needs to improve, right? And when you're struggling, sometimes you create bigger problems by trying to fix too many things. And a number of times the answer is to just play with more consistency. And as coaches, you know, we have to take a hard look at what we're doing. Are we putting our players in the best opportunities to have success? How can we help them? Can we make it easier? What frees them up to play with more confidence? Like, there's a number of things we can control as coaches, and that's our job. That's what we try to do all day, every day. And then as players, you have to own the energy, right? You have to own the detail, and you have to strive to be consistent. And I think there's a number of reasons why it's not there, and we're working on a lot of them. And that's my job as a head coach, to truly push these guys to be detailed and strive for greatness. And that's the fun part of my job. What's also the most challenging, especially when it's not happening, mm-hmm. and you see the frustration start to grow.
Yeah, that's the thing. They always say in sports, have a short memory. But has it been your experience, either, you know, high school, college, or in the NFL, if a team is kind of struggling and then one thing goes wrong, it could lead to the other? It's like, oh, here we go again, rather than, you know, punching through and being able to bounce back from that.
If you knew how to bottle confidence, you'd be very rich. And the same messaging is happening. Great programs, struggling programs, for the most part. You know, how do you get it? right? That's the trick. You know, how do you create genuine confidence? How do you create trust in the plan, trust in their abilities, trust in the people around them? You know, that's the trick. And I love that part of the game. You know, we're obviously not there right now. We're struggling to remain consistent in all those areas, and that falls on me. And we're working on it every day, and that's the exciting part of football, is there's so many people involved, right? It's such a big number of guys that impact every Saturday. There's so many moving pieces. That's why it's hard to pinpoint and have that success consistently. And as a coach, you really do appreciate the teams that consistently do it, because you realize how hard it is and just how fast things can flip and go one way or the other.
With Nebraska this week, it sounds as though they're going to get their quarterback returning, Casey Thompson, who's missed the last couple of games. He got hurt in the Illinois game. Transfer from Texas. Pretty good skill set, though, right? This guy can wing it around a little bit.
Yeah, they're very aggressive with him. You know, you can tell there's a different level of trust that they have when he's pulling the trigger. Very aggressive to throw the ball downfield. He's extremely athletic, so he likes to break contain to throw the ball, right? He'll use his legs when he has to, and has hurt people in a number of different ways. So different offense when he is the trigger man there. And it's fun to watch and study. They do some really good things. If he's back, it's a bigger challenge for us.
Logan Smothers has played some too. I know that the reputation is he, dual threat quarterback, really runs well. Is that part of the book on him, his ability to move his feet really well?
Yeah, Logan is a little bit quicker to get out of the pocket, and they're going to use a quarterback in the run game no matter who it is. I would say with Logan, you see a little bit more consistency in the run game, and said if he doesn't like a particular look, he's just a little bit quicker to pull the ball down and try to use his feet than the experience that they have with Casey Thompson.
Certainly some skill with Trey Palmer, another transfer, Anthony Grant, the running back. It seems like, Jim, I know that they've had their struggles in recent years, but it always seems like there are guys there that could play at any number of power programs. I mean, are really legit. Is it more of the same this season?
They're extremely talented. There's no question about that. And you said they've had their struggles. But when you just put the tape on and you see the talent that's on the field, you got to bring it. And you mentioned Trey Palmer. He can ruin a game very quickly. You know, it wasn't too long ago before the quarterback got hurt that he was right at the top of the nation in receiving yards. And you put that speed on the field. I think you ran a 10-4 in high school. You know, there's not many people in the country that are doing that. So talent is all across the field. You know, they're a physical group on both sides of the ball, and they're going to challenge you and make you beat them. You know, they have almost an arrogance to the way they play. Like, they're going to challenge you and force you to make plays. And if you don't, you're going to have a long day.
And then defensively, if you look at the overall numbers, you're going to say, they're really struggling. But they're getting better, aren't they, here in recent weeks?
Yeah, they're definitely improving. You're seeing, I think, as a number of teams, as the season goes on, you go through some adversity, you find out a lot about your team, and you know how to help them a little bit more. And obviously, they've had a similar path to us this season with the coaching decisions that they made. And I think you're seeing a group that they know who's committed. They know who their playmakers are, and they're just finding ways to remain competitive. And getting the quarterback will be back in the fold will be probably the biggest boost they've had in a while.
Speaking of that, you mentioned a few weeks ago that you needed to find out when the change was made, who's in, who leads, and if you're not a leader, latch on to those who are leading, and if you're not, let you know. You feel pretty good about where these guys are. I mean, obviously, you know, not many, but a few have moved on. But this group seems pretty committed, doesn't it, that you have right now?
I think they do. They're committed. You know, what is the reason? Is it the program? Is it for each other? Is it for themselves? You know, don't need to know that answer necessarily right now, because there's enough uncertainty that big decisions will be made by a lot of people here in the short term. So I am excited for the way they're playing, the way they've rallied around each other, and I do think we have a group that is committed to find a way to have success down the stretch, and that's all we can ask for as coaches, and now we got to go out there and get it done.
Good group of guys. Let's see what happens this week down in Lincoln. That's Badgers head coach Jim Leonard. We'll take a break. When we continue, we're going to talk to another good guy, one of the safeties, Hunter Waller, back the last couple of weeks after getting hurt on opening night. We'll hear from Hunter right after this as the Jim Leonard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 20 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered snow showers. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow, highs around 23. Overcast. Chance of snow showers. Tomorrow night, 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 25.
The Jim Leonard Show continues. In a few minutes, we'll check in with Mike Lucas. Right now, though, it's the player portion of the program. And tonight, we get to hear from Badger safety Hunter Waller, sophomore out of Muskego, Wisconsin, who came to campus very highly regarded and with good reason. Hunter was the Jim Leonard Award winner, symbolic of the state's best senior defensive back. He was also the player of the year as selected by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. Part of an unbeaten team in high school and trying to carry that tradition on to Wisconsin, where he came into the year in his sophomore season with very high expectations, part of that safety tandem along with John Torchio on opening night against Illinois State, but he got hurt on opening night. And it was a long, tough rehab to get him back on the field, but he did return a few weeks ago against the Maryland Terrapins and made that return count, played well, including coming up with an interception. We had a chance to catch up with Hunter about that and about his road back from injury.
That was special for sure. You know, we were doing some different stuff personnel wise for us. So we had three safeties on the field at times throughout the game. So I had the ability to go down and play a little bit of outside backer, and turned out that I was in the right spot on that play. And you know, to be honest, it was all kind of a blur. It just kind of I remember parts of it, but it just kind of all rolls into one. But yeah, there really is no feeling like it. It was it was a special feeling for sure.
You mentioned a moment ago that when you were going through the process of rehabbing and getting yourself healthy again, you had a lot of company. A lot of guys are doing the same thing. But you also went through an injury in high school, right? And
mm-hmm.
it's not you don't like to have experience in that regard, but you do. Did that kind of help you in a weird way where you knew you were going to have good days, maybe not so good days, that you just had to understand because you had lived it before at the high school level that, okay, I'll be all right here. Like, you can never get back fast enough, but you've been through it before. You kind of know the process.
Yeah, I think in high school it was a little bit different. It happened my freshman year, so it wasn't like I was really, playing at a high level at that time. So it didn't, hit me as hard as this past injury did. I definitely knew that it was going to be a tough road, that there would be some bad days, like you said, that, it was gonna suck at times and you were going to have to just battle through it. It like I said before, it's a long process, but I think everything happens for a reason. And in a way, I'm blessed to be able to, go through that. And the things that I take out of it is, I wouldn't trade it for anything, so...
I want to go back to your high school career here, too. What, 37-0? Your
yes,
team's two championships very well could have been a third had not the season ended with the pandemic. What is it about Muskego? What is it about that program that made it so good?
Well, we had a lot of dudes that just loved the game. We had a lot of really good athletes. But I think the biggest part was just the love of the game. Everyone came in and every single day for practice, obviously for games. Just came in ready to go, ready to work. And that's what I see in this team as well, this Wisconsin team, is everyone's driven, everyone's motivated, everyone's got a plan and a vision for this team. And you're finally starting to see it all unfold, and we're really starting to, reap the benefits of what we've been working on all offseason and all this season. The love of the game is the biggest thing. Like I said, we had a lot of athletes, and the coaching staff that we had at Muskego was top tier. So it's, there's a lot of things that go into, building something like that. Those are three good years of high school ball for sure.
I know Coach Leonard has been really, he's been raving about you from when they were recruiting you. But when you hear a coach say that, which your high school coach say might be the best defensive back ever out of the state of Wisconsin, I'm not sure the guy who has an award named after him would disagree, right? But that's pretty high praise. It's got to make you feel, I know you always try to get better, but that's got to make you feel pretty good when you hear something like that.
Yeah, of course it definitely feels good. It always does. You can't really put into words how like the feelings you get when people say stuff like that, but then at the same time, it's like you can't stop now. You gotta keep pushing. You gotta keep going forward and keep improving and keep getting better. So, you can be the best athlete and best player you can be on the field.
I've asked a lot of players on the defensive side, what is it about Coach Leonard? Obviously, you guys are very tightly connected here. What is it about his approach? If it's player relationships, schemes, what is it that makes it so good?
He there's so much that he brings to the table. He, for one, is smarter than majority of anyone that knows the game of football. He could run a better offense than most coaches in the country. He's just that smart, and so that's that helps him a lot. Obviously, helps put our guys in the best spots that we can be to make plays. But the other side of it is you see how. Like the relationships as with the players, you see. There was a video that was posted of him running into the locker room after the game, and that right there is just a small, example of who he is, the kind of person he is, and everyone respects him, everyone loves him, him being around is a blessing for myself and this team for sure.
How many times have you heard Jimmy Cook's the song, right? That's you probably heard that a little bit more in the last few weeks.
Few weeks we definitely heard it played a lot, and it's been a lot of fun.
The other thing too, he prides himself on recruiting guys who can be versatile. Is he says you can't be a one trick pony, and mm-hmm. you've already touched on it with the three safety look, where you're playing kind of an outside linebacker role. Is that kind of bring the fun to it as well? Like, what's he going to come up with this week? There are a lot of ways to do this. You could play a
a certain defense in a basic way, kind of like what Iowa does. It's worked really well. You guys do it differently, but from your perspective, you're a smart guy, you're a smart football player. Does that help keep things fresh too? Wondering, okay, what's it going to look like this week?
Yeah, it always does. It's always fun to be able to learn a new spot and be able to do some different things that you've never done on the field before. And Coach Leonard wants to obviously win games. So he's gonna draw some stuff up, scheme stuff up that is gonna put players in position to make plays. And so when you see guys making those plays, it's a lot of fun. And you know, the versatility that this defense has, there's a lot of guys that can play in a lot of different spots. And I think that's what, you know, you're starting to see what makes this defense so good is that we got athletes that can do a lot of different things. And it's obviously Saturday you saw it, and I think you'll be able to see it the rest of the season as well.
That is Badgers sophomore safety Hunter Woller, and that is tonight's player portion of the Jim Leonard Show. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll hear from a partner, Mike Lucas. He's coming up next on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
We continue with the Jim Leonard Show, joined now by Mike Lucas. And, man, I don't know how we can put any of this in perspective. I know for Coach Gard's show, we talked about Brent Moss a little bit, but I think in a football show, it's worth bringing up again. And, you know, there's that, Mike, and then there's, you know, the former teammate for a lot of these guys they were close to, Devin Chandler, is one of those shot and killed at the University of Virginia. Let's start with that. And I was talking with Coach Leonard about this, and he said it really hit him because, you know, a lot of guys didn't know Devin that well, but he said it really hit him, the guys who did and were corresponding with Devin last week, and you just you think it, you try to put yourself in their shoes, the things that they're dealing with. I mean, it just it's a stunning bit of news, and another thing that this group of guys has had to deal with.
No, I found that to be true as well, Matt, in talking with some of the players this morning. Some were really, really close to Devin and are having a really, really tough time at the moment. And Jim Leonard kind of alluded to that during his press conference, that he's asked them to just come out and practice and then grieve, if it's at all possible. And he's the first to admit he's not quite sure that's possible. But he's understanding of what they're going through. It's kind of a process. I talked with Nick Herbig. I didn't realize Devin played some high school football in Hawaii. His military parents.
Yeah.
And so now Nick's, that's a different family for Chandler, right? The Hawaiian family. So everybody on this team has been touched. Yeah. By Devin Chandler. There's no question. Some more than others.
Yeah, as Jim was saying too, you don't know why. You may never know why, really. It just, I mean, it's, you get numb. It's a sick fact that this happens a lot in our country, and for the last X number of years, you get numb to it until it hits home like this ends.
And the most important thing is never take it for granted.
Yeah.
Just don't assume that this is part of life, because it isn't.
Yeah.
And if we're ever going to move forward, we have to make sure that this just doesn't become a part of the routine.
Yeah.
Even though it seems like it now for so many.
Yeah, there's only so many times you can say thoughts and prayers go out to wherever the latest tragedy has occurred. I know it's a topic that we could probably spend hours on. Let us shift, though, to Brent Moss. And I know you had a conversation with Barry Alvarez earlier in the week, and you just, you know, when I hear that name, toughness comes to mind. I mean, he was a bad dude in the best kind of way, especially in that 1993 season. Nobody wanted to mess with Brent Moss.
No, that's absolutely true. And when they brought him in, they looked at him as a fullback. And he started some games at fullback before they shifted him over to tailback. And then, of course, they had the great competition between Brent Moss and Terrell Fletcher. They made each other better because they were so competitive that they wanted those snaps. They wanted those reps. They wanted to be on the field. And the best thing for Badger football was to utilize both of them, because what a dynamic 1-2 punch. And as Barry was telling me the other day, that defensively you're bracing for Moss, the hammer, right? Somebody who's going to run right down your throat. And then you put in the changeup, Terrell Fletcher, who can run around you and run away from you. So they complemented each other extremely well, even though they were totally different in their styles of play and totally different off the field.
I always thought, too, in the fourth quarter of games, when teams really didn't want it anymore, that's when Brent wanted it even more. You just, and I use the comparison too, Mike. You hear a lot in the game about guys making business decisions. They'll step out of bounds. I don't think it's revisionist history here. I don't remember Brent Moss making too many business decisions. His business decision was to run over somebody, try to bring him down.
No, he explained it to me once that in the first half, first quarter, he wanted to make sure he left a lasting impression on anyone who tackled him, especially a DB, because they were smaller. He wanted them to be thinking about him, especially when he came back after them and hunted them down in the fourth quarter. And that was the right way to phrase that, hunted them down, because he wasn't going to dance around them like Fletch.
Nope.
He was going to go right after you and see how tough you were.
I always thought with Barry Alvarez, when he came in, he wanted that lunch pail mentality, guys who love the game, and they had a locker room full of those kind of guys when you think of Brent Moss, and that's exactly what you think of, a guy who came to work every day. Let's get to this week now for the current team. Another trophy game, and again, for the casual fan, you need to understand this means a lot. It hurts these guys. The Heartland Trophy, that part of the trophy case, is going to be empty. This is a newer deal here. But, you know, first it's get bowl eligible, but you want to be able to parade around with that thing. And you got two teams that are, you know, kind of hurting right now. It's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds.
When was the last time two interim head coaches faced off in any sport, for that matter? It's been a long time. It's, let's put it this way. It's not a regular occurrence, okay, and as far as the trophy things. You don't want to be going into your locker room this offseason and seeing no trophies. I mean, it's bad enough the axe ain't around at the moment, but you get a chance to get that back. This Nebraska team has been riding that high and low pattern chart for a while, for a long while. But it sounds like they're going to get Casey Thompson back, their starting quarterback. Got hurt against Illinois, missed a couple of games. Makes a world of difference, especially to Trey Palmer, their outstanding transfer from LSU. I mean, he was nullified by the backup quarterbacks they were trying to win with. So if Casey Thompson plays, and I'm thinking he might because he's practicing again, Trey Palmer becomes a real big weapon. And then Anthony Grant is more effective. So now without Casey Thompson, Grant wasn't as good, and neither was Palmer.
It's interesting, too, as much as Wisconsin has dominated this series, you know, Jim Leonard has said multiple times, going into this year, that team was a pain to play. Now, Adrian Martinez and his athletic ability had a lot to do with that. But, last year, that down on the wire. They've had some down on the wire games with these guys.
And I know when we went back and tried to dissect a loss to Minnesota, we just figured, okay, it's the end of a long stretch. You know, the week before, the seven-game winning streak had been set. I just think Nebraska took everything out of them. Maybe as much as the long season. Mm-hmm. Nebraska took everything out of them because it was that tough of a game to win, to hold on and win. Right? I mean, that was a heck of a football game. And the Cornhuskers probably flew home thinking, how did we lose that game? Mm-hmm. Which they've said many times over the last eight.
Yeah. Small world, the sports can be. You know, there's a couple guys with Badger connections on the staff, Donovan Rayola, Bill Bush, who's had a couple of stints on staffs here, including with Gary Anderson. Bill's the defensive coordinator right now with the shifting that's been going on with that staff. But those are two guys with really good reputations. Donovan certainly as a player, and Bill has carved a pretty good niche as a coach, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's bounced around a little bit. Started as a GA here in the Wisconsin program. So he's been around the block a few times. The one thing that stood out to me when I picked up their press release, Senior Day, it's their last home game. They don't have many seniors, 12, but it's still a special day. We know how it is treated around here. Mm-hmm. You just get more motivated. You're inspired more to make sure those seniors, in this case from Nebraska, those 12 seniors go off with a good taste in their mouth. So that'll be added incentive for the Huskers.
No, it's a great point because when we talk about trophy games, they matter, Senior Day matters. And look, it's been 4 years since we've been down to Lincoln, Nebraska. I think that's one of those trips that we have learned to look forward to because we know and we've seen firsthand what college football means to those people. We've heard it forever, and we've had a chance to see it firsthand with the Huskers being in the league, and they're struggling. I get it. It's been a while since they've gone to a bowl game, but it's still the big show in town.
Yeah, it's a passionate fan base. I don't want to overstate it, but if Casey Thompson plays, they're not bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's thrown it for over 300 yards three times this year. He did it three times at Texas. He gives them a chance to beat anybody. And I thought they were in pretty good shape with Illinois until they got hurt.
Yeah.
So that changes the whole way you look at things. And for Wisconsin, hopefully, again, the defense travels as it did at Iowa, but they've got to figure out their special teams.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, with an offense that's struggling, with an offense that you can't really count on from week to week, you got to be more consistent with special teams.
Yeah, no, good. Jim has said they want to be dynamic, but right now you just want it to be a point where it's not hurting you. I do think this defense, though, has really come around. As young as it is, we set the bar so high, and we probably talked about this before, but it's worth bringing up again. I think those guys now are playing with more confidence. They're playing faster, and that's been a fun part of this season.
And no doubt. And Nick Herbig's been tremendous all season long. But what we've seen, to your point, is we've seen the growth of the inside linebackers, haven't we? It's slowly but surely. Jung Mehta and Turner, and Chaney, they've all gotten a little bit better from week to week to week. And that's the only thing you can ask of them.
Yeah.
Early in the season, I thought they were a little bit lost.
Yeah.
I didn't think they fit in very well, but that's understandable. They hadn't played. They were unproven.
Yep.
Now they're starting to prove themselves.
Yeah, they really are. It's been a joy to watch these guys continue to grow and continue to get better. That's Mike Lucas. Stay with us. We're back to wrap things up here in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later. That week
he abandoned the car, he came home and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I see.
Celebrating 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics on the road at Lincoln on Saturday. The other early window games in the Big Ten, Illinois, will be at Michigan. The Purdue Boilermakers hosting Northwestern, and Indiana on the road against Michigan State. The 2:30 games in conference, Ohio State will be at Maryland, Penn State on the road in Piscataway against Rutgers, and a rather important game up in Minnesota as the Gophers host
host the Iowa Hawkeyes as they have their rivalry renewed on Saturday afternoon up in the Twin Cities. Our coverage, by the way, will start at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning for the Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The kick time will be determined probably late Saturday night or Sunday for the regular season finale a week from Saturday against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. But this is a trophy game number 2 of 3 on the slate for the Badgers, the Freedom Trophy. Wisconsin has controlled this series here of late. The last time the Huskers beat Wisconsin was 2012, a rally down in Lincoln. Badgers trying to keep their winning ways going on Saturday. And we will talk to you at 9 o'clock Saturday from Lincoln, the Badgers and the Huskers on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Jim Leonard Radio Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows around 20. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tomorrow, 23. Cloudy skies. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 10 above. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt.